you have more insects, you have more mosquitoes, you have more. At one time the grasshopper cleaned us clean here. We thought it was going to clean the sugar cane crop.
You don't have those anymore.
No. They were eating, you could hear them eat in daytime. If you go in a field and they clean our cranes 5 feet high, or eat all the leaves, all the grass. I had a pasture, I went to Sunday to check it if I could cut it for hit. And the sun, Monday morning, I went to cut the hit, they didn't have no more.
I'm surprised.
Sure. And we were thinking about spring. In fact, we're coming this way. And on the road, you go 1 hour after, it was gone. No more grass.
Did the weevil hit y'all here? Were you dead?
Boll weevil?
I guess it hit your daddy.
The boll weevil?
Yeah.
Not too much. We didn't have that.
You
didn't have chemicals, but you didn't have it. And we stopped coming. After a couple of years, we stayed. By 1927, we stopped coming.
Yeah.
I believe it's 27, maybe 28.
What about the sort of things that would fly around the light at night and try and fly into it?
Well, yeah, mosquito hawks. You know, from the wind, you didn't have no screen. And naturally, you had mosquitoes.
Anything else? What would eat your clothes?
Oh, your heart would eat your clothes, but you didn't have not too much.
Yeah. You had that? A lot?
If you had wool and you put it in a closet, naturally you have to put camphor balls or something like that to keep the moths, you know, something airtight.
Uh-huh.
But then if you would do that, you wouldn't have all kind of spray like you have today.
Okay. Do you have that thing that would fly around and flash?
Oh yeah, that's a lightning bug.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
Y'all still have them here?
No, I didn't see lately. I saw an article in the paper.
I haven't seen it yet.
They want to bring some back for the children.
They won't, no, as long as you poison them, they won't come back.
Mm-hmm. We don't poison them.
Well, I mean the cotton.
We use chemicals.
The cotton poison.
No, but I want to straighten you out. We don't poison, we use chemicals. That's
cotton people use poison.
No, they use chemicals.
Sure they do.
No, not poison. It's chemicals. You check on the good.
Look, they use poison. I know they do. They have to poison their cotton. Even cotton farmers tell me they use poison.
Yeah, some cotton farmers, you said they use poison, but you use chemicals. Am I right?
Well, sure, but what the process is called poisoning.
No, I'm just joking. That's what your cotton agent tells you.
See, you know what you say, you can't poison or anything like that. I realize.
No, but our cotton agents always said, we use the word in our sugar cane, I poisoned my grass today.
Yeah.
You understand?
You're trying to get away from a bad practice, I can understand. Yeah.
But it's not. We didn't poison our grass. We put chemicals in our grass.
Yeah.
Because if you would poison your grass,
the grass would die.
But your sugar cane would die. You understand? But when you're going to have chemicals that's going to go on your sugar cane, that's going to kill, pick out the grass in your sugar cane, which your sugar cane is a grass.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's going to pick out the grass in your sugar cane and not kill your sugar cane and kill your grass, it's not poison, it's chemical.
Oh, okay.
But
I'll be more careful now.
I'm just joking with you.
I'll just loose lips there.
No, it's not loose lips, but it's true what we're saying.
I've talked with a lot of farmers and
Now, I know a fella had chemicals, and he misread the label, put it on his cattle, and he killed them all.
Oh, boy.
So he used poison on his cattle where he should have used chemicals on his weed, on his bad weeds, or on the insects. He had bought black flag for his insects, and he put it on his cattle. So he poisoned his cattle, but he didn't put the chemicals on the insects. You understand?
He couldn't use any of that meat.
But that's
he didn't use any of the meat?
Either they made two step and die. You wasn't going to use the meat. That's true, yeah. 1,200-pound bull he killed, and he made two step after he sprayed him.
Who was this guy?
That guy. Across the bayou.
Wait, in the back. What?
Well,
they called